Yorkton. When you hear about a new band forming in Saskatchewan, you don't immediately think about them playing the blues. But if you happen to be in the small community of Willowbrook and you drive by what was once the Village Hotel and Bar on a rehearsal night, you will indeed hear the blues emanating from within. The former bar is the practice space of Blues Bus Deluxe, a five-piece band that, while new, has been an idea for years. Stacey Blomart, who plays harmonica and chimes in with vocals with the band, explained he has played in various bands for nearly two decades, mostly in Alberta. But, he was coming back to Yorkton. The whole time I was doing that, I was thinking it would be cool to put a blues band together. For Blomart, the blues have always sort of been his musical home. I was in the blues scene in Edmonton for quite a few years, he said. Now back in the Yorkton area, Blomart wanted the blues back. The last couple of years I've been trying to get the blues back, and it's finally coming to fruition, he said. The timing was simply right to make a band happen. Now we all have time, said Blomart. As often is the case, once someone starts thinking about creating a new band, other musicians tend to pop up from the common interest. Kelly Goebel is lead guitarist and vocalist with the band. I knew a guy, he said, and suddenly a band was coming together. One of the finds for the forming band was bassist Jim Falaka, who liked the idea of playing the blues. The blues are the roots of all pop music, he said, adding personally he has found he has started listening to it more and more. And that was ultimately the hook for the band. The music meant something to them. Drummer Gary Andrichik has always played music but not the blues, although he noted he had always held an interest in the music. I always wanted to feel the blues, he said. Then there was a breakup with a girlfriend. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Blues is supposed to make you feel, he said. The core of the band was set, four veteran musicians focusing on a love of the blues, but yet something was missing. That's when keyboardist Israel Goebel joined Blues Bus Deluxe. Younger than his future bandmates by more than two decades, and with little knowledge of the blues, he has proven to be the added sound to fill out the overall impact of the band. I started playing 12-bar blues about 2 weeks ago, said the 21-year-old who has produced his own sound on Spotify as Benji B. While new to the blues, Israel is filling in the band's sound. In terms of sound, Andrichik said the band needed keyboards to fill it up, to make it bigger and better. The band has now been rehearsing for a couple of months, and they are liking what they are producing to the point they plan to go public at an open mic night at Taps Sports Lounge and Grill in Yorkton on February 23. We've really got chemistry, said Andrichik, adding with a band, you have it, or you don't. Every rehearsal we get better and better. If the five or six songs set for the debut fly as well as hoped, Falaka said they'll be looking for gigs. Andrichik said he thinks the band will find interest because they are playing the blues, which is not the usual band fare on the region, and people are looking for something different. Part of the reason things are coming together so quickly is access to the jam space in the former watering hole in Willowbrook, which allows the band to keep their gear set up so they can simply gather and play. Of course, there was the matter of setting a playlist from among the thousands of blues songs that exist. Falaka said that actually proved easier than one might expect. A good song is a good song, he said. In many cases, it was just going back in time for the four music veterans. We all used to play in bands 25 years ago, he said, adding it was natural to include some of that older stuff on the playlist. The band is also writing original material. When asked who pens the efforts, Blomart was quick to explain it as a band endeavor. We all are. It's collaborative, he offered. Andrichik said anyone in the band might come up with a line, and suddenly they are all chipping in suggestions, and in time a song emerges.